of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by JJ's Incredible Cookie Company, the perfect treat for your dimension jumping child.
To all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And with new episodes coming out every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts at. Simply search for Obscure Disney Podcast or find us on obscuredisneypodcast.com.
Ooh, yeah.
But today,
we're going to change the world.
We're going to change the world. Today, we are going back into Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
And talking about Captain EO.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, similar to the Carousel of Progress building, the Captain EO Theater that just sits right there that utilizes so much space and air conditioning, I assume.
Which we really need, honestly.
Right? Especially right now. Mm. But, there's been a couple of things in there since Captain EO's been taken out. I guess maybe only one thing, the Path of the Jedi.
They did Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. And then they did, now they have Path of the Jedi in there.
And that's what still is in there, right? Last time we checked, last time we were there?
Yes.
That's what is still there.
Yeah.
I've seen their path.
Yeah.
I know where they're going.
We got it. It's just a bunch of clips of Star Wars movies. It's not really engaging.
Yeah. So tell us all about Captain EO.
So I remember Captain EO being in the parks originally. Like everything at that age, it terrified me. I was scared of Captain EO.
Of Captain EO?
I was.
And
I
the fuzzy little creatures and stuff?
Yeah. I wouldn't put the 3D glasses on because I was scared of it. And Angelica Houston is in it as the villain, and she terrified me the most. And I think it was her erratic movements. Because it was filmed in 3D, I think they said, make sure you do a lot of stuff towards the camera.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a lot of life in your limbs and whatnot. Uh-huh. So she was like constantly like twiddling her fingers and throwing her hands towards the screen, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
And as a kid, that stuff really weirded me out.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I'm surprised Michael Jackson didn't weird you out, but okay.
He was, at the time, he was the biggest celebrity in the world.
True.
So I don't... Nothing about Michael Jackson was scary.
Because you were going to Disneyland in like the 90s, right? Early 80s?
The late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that would have been when he was absolutely phenomenal. And he still was.
His music is untouchable. It's great stuff. And so it's obvious why Disney would want him in their parks.
Right.
He was such a draw just in general.
Yeah.
So the movie has a very Star Wars feel about it. It's about Michael Jackson as
meets the puppets,
as almost a Sesame Street in space. Michael Jackson as a captain of a ship, and he and his group are going out into the galaxy to deliver gifts, apparently multiple gifts to people. And so he has this group of robots, furry elephant creatures that he's traveling with to go and deliver these gifts, right? And so he shows up on this junky, gross planet, is captured and taken to Angelica Houston, which is almost like an Ursula thing with pipes and claws. She's very creepy.
Yeah.
She scared me a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
And he and his group transform into instruments, and they sing a song, and he uses his magic powers to change all of her subjects into 80s dancers with bare midriffs and leg warmers, and they dance around, and change her world with music, right?
Okay.
It's very 80s.
Yep.
A lot of the effects are done with stop motion.
Okay.
They did a lot of miniature work, which gives it that very original Star Wars trilogy look. And, you know, it's just a fun time.
Yeah.
And above that, the theater itself had all sorts of effects in it to make it like the 4D movies that they have now where they just spray in the face with water.
Yeah, that was the original type of movie theater that they did, right? Was Captain EO.
Yeah, and like literally the floor moved, there were lasers, there were fog machines, which is probably why it scared me more as a kid too, sure. is all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the one thing I did love, and when they reopened it after Michael died, they reopened it and the floor mechanism was still there that would move the floor.
Okay.
And it basically is the only way that an entire audience is in sync with dancing to a show. Because they'll shake you on beat so you can see everybody bopping at the same time.
This is how you make white people dance.
This is the secret. Just,
y'all stand still.
You stand still, we'll move the floor. You.
So true.
So the theater was an experience along with the movie, which I think made the whole thing just super fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it closing, but I do remember it not being there anymore as a kid.
Yeah.
But it was gone for a good long while.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought it back, like I said, after Michael Jackson passed.
It was kind of like 12 years.
As like a tribute. Right? Was it 12 years?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a long time. So when they brought it back, it was, I think, beyond just being a respectful nod to Michael Jackson's legacy,
right?
They brought it back and it was a nostalgia thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids my age grew up in that time period and it was a fun throwback to the 80s, which was fun to watch.
And truly it was. The first time that you took me to Disneyland, I got the chance of seeing it because they had it open at the time. And so it was incredibly fun. I'm really glad they brought it back. Had they not, I would have never been able to see it in the theater and experience. Right. Even though they didn't quite have everything there, I at least got to see most of it. Mm-hmm. And I got to see it in the rightful spot it was supposed to be.
Right.
And so...
Did you find it... still fun, or did you think it didn't age as well?
Well, because I was a young Michael Jackson fan, I was like excited to see the movements and whatnot. And
like the choreography, you mean?
He did them all.
Yeah.
It was everything you expected it to be.
Right.
It was interesting to me because I had never known what it was about. We went in blind and just was like, watch this thing. And
right.
And you're like, okay. But it felt very much like, I can't remember what this is. It was like a Tina Turner movie that she did that people were, I was just trying to figure out what it was, Googling here a second ago. But like, she did a thing and it reminded me very much of that. Like it was a very, you know, anyway.
It was a very 80s thing.
Exactly.
You know, it does also remind me a lot of Michael Jackson's Thriller video.
Yeah.
Where it has a story built around the music.
Well, it was about the same length as that music video.
It's a long...
They both were... So, yeah, that was like 14 minutes for Thriller. And then they're saying that this was 17 minutes for Captain EO.
Yeah. That's a long time. Like, it's nice in an amusement park to sit in an air-conditioned theater for almost 20 minutes. Yeah. That's a good long time to cool down.
I would love to see how long Path of the Jedi is, because it feels pretty long to me as well.
But yeah.
I don't know.
Without any of the intrigue, though. Right. After a while, like, if you've seen the Star Wars movies, you've seen Path of the Jedi. So it's really not...
True.
Worth sitting through, unless you just want a dark, cool place to sit for a minute.
Which we do. And then again, one of the things I love about that is that it feels like it can fit 1,000 people in that theater.
Yeah.
And so it would be great to get that many people in and sitting down and watching a show kind of a thing if it was fun enough to do such a thing.
Which, you know, being us, we naturally have an easy solution to this.
If we had the magic keys of the kingdom.
If we had Mr. Banks' money, what would we do with the Captain EO theater?
Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks.
Just so you guys know, we did buy a lottery ticket. We did not win the lottery. We didn't. So unfortunately, we don't have the Mr. Banks money.
I don't think Disney needs our Mr. Banks money. Disney's got the money.
Yeah, but if we won the 156, how much was the lottery? 150?
It was $500 million.
Oh, $500
million. Yeah.
I don't care. I would still pay for a new
Captain EO. We just build our own Captain EO theater at that point. Disney surely wouldn't sue us for that, right?
We'll buy
out the rest of the area around us and build a theater.
Seriously.
There we go.
But since they already have the theater,
right,
and it's already built and it's already there,
right,
like, how cool would it be if they started doing new Captain EO type films in the Captain EO theater?
I love this idea.
But not going back to, like, because years ago Ryan asked me, he goes, if you had invent a ride, what would it be? And I said, oh, let me think. If it were me, I would totally make it be like diva centric where it has nothing but divas. That's got to be in there.
Ladies.
All the ladies and music I love. Like, this has got to be what it was. And then I thought it would be fun if, like, the whole room would move. And then Ryan said, oh, they've already had a ride like that. Right. So that didn't work. Yeah. But this
idea panned out, finally.
We have decided is the thing that it needs to have in there is to have new Captain EO type filming.
Right.
Right.
Music, like, extended music videos that have a production.
Storyline, production.
Yeah. And you can keep it in the space theme since it's in Tomorrowland, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. I came up with a new rule that I was like, no CGI.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it with makeup, do it with miniatures.
Yeah.
And even though that has come a long way, uh-huh, it still gives it a little bit more of a relatability that would be fun to watch.
It would.
In a world that's oversaturated with computer-generated imagery, let's give it back to the miniatures and costumes and makeup.
Well, fully. Like, it makes me disconnect from movies when you see so much of it and you hear that, like, you ask the actors, you know, about the movies and they say, oh, I don't know.
I spent a lot of time standing on a green set.
We have no idea. What's going to happen? Don't I know. Is this person in there? No idea. Like, and I know it's fun for them to joke about that. But anyway, it would be nice if the people in the film actually knew what they were doing, you know?
Well, and just the look. There's a look that comes from having things actually there that makes it not only feel a little bit cooler, but it feels really 80s too, which I think it would be fun if you kept it in that vein.
Sure.
So that it stayed kind of kitschy and kind of nostalgic and wouldn't age quite as fast.
Yeah.
Because it would still have that look.
Yeah.
And you bring in, Steve wants all divas. I think you'd have to probably spread it out to some male stars too.
Right.
But you bring in, we thought original would be awesome to bring Janet Jackson in.
Can you even imagine?
Bring Janet in to the Captain EO Theater.
Diva number one.
Number one.
Just because of the Jackson family type of a connection.
It would be an amazing legacy to pass on to Janet to start with.
Oh my goodness.
And put her in these amazing 80s style,
you know, she's
costumes.
Got them.
Oh, she still has them.
Yeah.
It's in a closet somewhere.
Closet.
Just leave your Super Bowl costume at home.
Yeah, don't bring that one. Because obviously that's the reason it would never happen, is Disney's not even going to touch
it's
Ms.
been
Jackson.
So long.
They don't.
Let's
people
move
don't
on.
Care. People don't.
Come Please. On, people. Forgive.
We're starting a campaign.
We let Justin Timberlake back in. Let's let Janet back in.
Oh, yeah. We won't even get started on that whole thing
right.
for it.
But it would be amazing to put her in these amazing costumes. And it wouldn't be the same story, obviously.
Right. Completely new story.
But send her to a new planet. She's another one of these goodwill ambassadors that go out and use music to improve the galaxy.
Right.
Whether, you know, it's to go in.
Oh, you're getting me too excited.
Going. Well, it's to go in and there's a planet that maybe is toxic.
Yeah.
And she goes in and uses music to rejuvenate the planet. Or it's a planet where there's an entire race of people that are enslaved. Have her go in and use music to free people, you know?
Yeah.
It would be amazing to have a new song written by your favorite performer to in this over-the-top production type of music video in a theater that rocks you, literally. That sounds super 80s. How 80s was that? It's gonna rock you. It bounces you around, has lasers and light effects. It would be so much fun, and I think our generation would be 100% on board for something.
Well,
like
even
that.
Other generations as well, because, well, not this next one, because we were literally walking out of the studio from recording, and we started talking about this concept, and Ryan mentioned somebody to me that I said, we have to stop, turn around and go back in.
We got to talk about this right now.
Because who was the next person you mentioned?
I think I said Celine.
Celine Dion! Miss Celine. Now, I don't think she's actually been in any movies ever, right?
Not that I can think of.
I don't think so. She's been in a ton of her, all of her music videos.
Her music videos and her
stage
show.
But she's very specific to her career and what she does and sticks to it,
but
right?
She's so dramatic.
But she's so dramatic.
Could you imagine her with just this, the biggest flowy costume in space?
In space? Yes. Yes,
it would be amazing.
Oh my goodness, that for me would be absolutely phenomenal. I mean, obviously you would want to put in there, you gotta have some country divas.
Well, for you, you have to put some. Could you imagine Reba McEntire in space, though? What
you
would
know
you
I
do
could.
With her?
Of course I could see
well,
Reba.
Naturally.
There is not a thing I don't see Reba doing. So,
well, but then you'd have to put Beyonce in there because she would be amazing.
Now then.
And you'd have
and
to put.
Beyonce loves Michael Jackson.
Right.
And has had that huge connection with him. And right. Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Not to keep going too
she
quickly.
Already looks like in space.
She already looks like it. She would be phenomenal for it. But yeah, they're all Jackson fans as well. So you're
bring
still.
In some J-Lo.
Oh my gosh. Some Latino space loving.
Latina.
Oh my gosh. Goodness,
you could find all sorts of amazing people, and obviously, but, like I said, you'd have to branch out and bring in some guys.
Right, yeah,
I'm not
they're
great
not
with
nearly,
pop stars, though. So
you're not
have,
nearly as fun.
The only one you could bring up that I knew was like Justin Timberlake would be fun to bring in,
right?
Not, but I'm sure there's other ones
you know
that
what?
Would be
no.
amazing.
Actually, no, I'm saying no to Justin Timberlake.
Woo!
If they've allowed him back into TV and onto the Super Bowl after Janet, but they're not letting Janet back on there,
oh, someone
then
got some
I'm
righteous
going to
righteous indignation right, up right
then
now.
I say no, Justin.
No,
Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
You're not invited back
Gosh.
To my Captain EO Theater,
oh.
And I am Mr. Banks with the money.
Oh,
which I'm.
You
not.
Get the final say. All right, Steve has put his foot down.
But like
on.
Bruno Mars. Would
oh,
be phenomenal.
That would be fun.
Like, he would be incredibly fun. And he has a lot of Jackson skill set. Mm-hmm. So he could recreate a lot of
you
stuff.
You do need like a dancer.
Right.
Personality.
Yeah. Well, unless you're Celine Dion. And then you just get to.
Celine, she just gets
get
floating around. Like, right. She wouldn't even have to move.
Right. Right. For sure. That's
but
absolutely
you
true.
Could do some amazing stars in this theater to bring in people. Into a space that's not well utilized, again, in our opinion at this point.
Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy would be fun.
Oh, I could get down for some Katy Perry. Obviously, Katy Perry would be great for it.
Again,
perfect.
She's already
and the
really
Divas
out
just
there.
Seem to work better.
Right. Like, they're, it's interesting how unifying the diva lady musicians are.
Right.
Versus the male I mean, pop singers. Because I can't think of a male pop singer that everybody's like, I love that guy. You know what I mean? But almost universally, people are like, yeah, Beyonce has great music. Or
oh, Queen Bee, of course.
Everyone's like, yeah, I love some Gaga music. You know, I defy you to find somebody that doesn't like at least one of Gaga's songs.
True.
You know?
True. Because I'm not a... like Gaga's okay, fine. I think that she's fine, but yeah. For this, she would be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not great with the pop people, but I'm sure you could find some amazing people to
and
bring.
And then we had discussed that then if after they build up a collection of these videos, mm-hmm. then they could rotate them through.
Right.
Right.
Like during the day, each film is shown multiple times.
Could you imagine? I would pay the $130 gate fee to go sit in the theater all day long and then just like rotate. I would probably take a break and go on Space Mountain since I'm there. But
right.
I would never
Why
have
not?
To leave the building.
I'm sure they'd make you get up and leave, but you'd get right back in line.
No,
I'm
but
sure.
I mean like that building, like because they had the bathrooms I love.
Right.
They have the Space Mountain that I
great
absolutely
bathrooms
love.
Over there, yeah.
They just redid them too. So now they're even better.
Oh. Mm.
Mainly because they're huge.
Right.
Like you can always find a spot. They're loud, which I like.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway,
but then it would be perfect in other theaters too. I don't know what's currently showing in the other theaters. I think someone mentioned it was like a Pixar short film kind of thing. But I think it'd be really easy to go to Disney World in Epcot and put a Captain EO theater back in there.
Yeah.
And you could just call it like an EO Legacy, you know, theater or something like that. Because it's not, obviously not just Captain EO at that point. But it would be amazing and super easy to put back in the world. And then you could get international too.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's lots of stars from K-pop other countries.
K-pop is huge right now.
K-pop would be amazing in a space movie. They're already crazy in their videos. Right.
Calvin Harris.
You could go wild.
Do some EDM up in there.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about doing EDM music.
With like Calvin Harris would be awesome.
Would people be able to sit, though, through the EDM music
video? Me. Oh, I wouldn't be able
to. You'd have to turn it into a dance floor instead of a theater.
Totally true. Yeah, I didn't even think about that, though, that what it would, how it affects other parks. I mean, I have not gone to Tokyo.
Right.
Unfortunately.
No.
I guess that would be the first thing I do when I get to my Captain Banks. Or I'm sorry, Captain Banks.
Captain Banks.
I got a promotion.
There you go. Level up. Mr. Banks money.
I don't know what they do. I don't know what the theaters are like in Epcot and also in Tokyo and those kinds of things. I was only thinking Disneyland specifically, but then finding out how much it was in all of their parks.
Yeah, right.
You'd have to figure out a way to reutilize. But you know, Disney got empty theaters at every park they own. It seems to be like the one given that's known about Disney is
and all they've of got empty theaters. Enough money that they could totally, like, this could fly under the radar until they open. They could film two or three of them.
Oh, you totally could. Could you imagine?
I mean, the internet ruins everything these days, but it would be amazing if they could keep a lid on it until it opened in, or just do teasers. They're like, oh, Captain EO is coming back to Disney parks. And people are like, what? And then just show the names of stars that are in the movies.
You're killing me right now.
Steve just geeked out on me. He had a full body geek.
Can you imagine? And then it's just like a close-up of Beyonce.
Ooh.
And credit.
End credit.
Right there.
EO Legacy.
Oh my gosh, it makes me want to renew my pass immediately.
All right, y'all. EO Legacy Theater. We copyright it right here.
We could.
They wouldn't let us do that. But
you know what? As long as they do it, that's
right.
All. By the way, they're not doing it.
They're not doing it. They have no intention of doing it.
We totally just made
it. We're just speaking this out into the world, hoping that something happens, right?
That's totally what Opa taught me. You put it out there. And it happens. And
there
it,
you go.
There you go.
So who knows? Maybe one day we'll see something amazing put back in the Captain EO theater in the vein of Captain EO.
Right.
With our amazing...
Miss Jackson, that'd be nasty.
Modern musicians in it. But let us know. Do you agree? Do you think... I'm sure everyone out on the internet has an idea of someone that would be amazing in a Captain EO type film.
Seriously, find us on Facebook or YouTube. Put the comments in. We're going to get this list huge.
Yeah.
And email it to Disney.
We're going to start a petition. Put something in the Captain EO theater.
Stop. I will seriously do this.
No, we are not.
Change.org for a good thing, y'all.
This is why I don't leave Steve alone for longer than 30 minutes, because who knows what he signs up for when I'm not here. We're going to have randomness. But anyway, Captain EO, totally worth it. Let us know who you think should be in these films. But until next time, change the world with your music and follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.